I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports on KJAN. Naz Mitru Long scored 17 of his 19 points in the second half, and Iowa State rallied from 14 points down to beat Texas Tech 63-56 on Friday. Monte Morris had 14 points with 6 assists for the Cyclones, who improved to 9-3 and 1-0 in Big 12 play. They recovered from an ugly start to beat the Red Raiders at home for the sixth time in a row. After looking sluggish for well over a half, Iowa State ripped off 16 straight points, and a Mitru long three gave the Cyclones their first lead at 55-52 with 4:29 left. Texas Tech out-rebounded the smaller Cyclones 42-27, but the Red Raiders went scoreless for 7.5 minutes down the stretch, allowing Mitru long and Iowa State to overtake them behind a crowd that went from irritated to raucous in the no time. Keenan Evans led Texas Tech with 15 points, and Anthony Livingston scored 13. Zach Smith had 14 rebounds for the Red Raiders, who were outscored by 17 points in the second half. The Kansas City Chiefs have ruled Justin Houston out for Sunday's game in San Diego with swelling in his surgically repaired left knee, throwing into question the four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher's availability for the playoffs. The Chiefs also activated linebacker Justin March Lillard from injured reserve and waived defensive lineman David King on Friday, though Chiefs coach Andy Reid said March Lillard is unlikely to play this week. Running back Spencer Ware is listed as questionable for the game with bruised ribs. Houston was also inactive for last week's win over Denver, which clinched a postseason spot. The Chiefs can win the AFC West and earn a first-round bye by beating the Chargers on Sunday if division-leading Oakland also loses to the Broncos. In bowl games yesterday, it was a wild one to finish off the evening in the Orange Bowl. DeAndre Francois threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Naquan Murray with 36 seconds remaining, and number 10 Florida State beat number 6 Michigan 33-32 in a wild Orange Bowl. Francois threw for 2 scores, both to Murray, and ran for another for the Seminoles. They got 145 yards rushing from Dalvin Cook and recovered after wasting a 12-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. Chris Evans had a 30-yard touchdown run and Khalid Hill an 8-yard scoring catch in the final minutes for Michigan, which also got a defensive conversion when Josh Metellus ran a blocked extra point back after the second Francois Murray TD. But Michigan turned the ball over on its final possession, and the Seminoles held on to win a game where the teams combined for 23 points and 2 lead changes in the final 5:22. Evans' scoring run put the Wolverines up 30-27, but Florida State's Keith Gavin swung momentum back to the Seminoles with a 66-yard kickoff return right up the middle, setting up the drive where his team would take the lead for good. Michigan played without injured star linebacker Jabril Peppers and lost tight end Jake Butt to what appeared to be a knee injury early in the second quarter. Wilton Spate was 21 for 38 passing for 163 yards for Michigan, which got a 14-yard interception return from Mike McCray for a touchdown. Francois completed his freshman season with a 9 for 27 night, but threw for 222 yards, including a 92-yarder to Murray earlier in the game when the Seminoles were rolling out to leads of 17-3 and 20-6. Florida State was in total control, but the game turned midway through the fourth when Trey Marshall was ejected for targeting on a punt return, giving Michigan a short field on which to start its comeback. Marshall missed that amazing finish. In other bowl action on Friday, Solomon Thomas sacked Mitch Trubisky on a potential game-tying two-point conversion try with 25 seconds left to secure 16th-ranked Stanford's 25-23 triumph over North Carolina in the Sun Bowl at El Paso. And Bryce Love ran for 119 yards and grabbed a 49-yard touchdown pass while starting in place of Cardinal tailback Christian McCaffrey, who skipped the bowl game after entering the NFL draft. Dallas Lloyd brought back his second interception of the game, 19 yards for a touchdown that put Stanford ahead 22-17. Joshua Dobbs accounted for 409 total yards and 4 touchdowns to lead Tennessee to a 38-24 triumph over number 24 Nebraska in the Music City Bowl. Dobbs threw for 291 yards and a touchdown and ran for 118 yards and 3 scores as the Volunteers beat a Big Ten team in a bowl for the third straight year. Nebraska quarterback Riker Fife threw 2 touchdown passes to Brandon Riley and ran for a 9-yard TD with 10:02 left in the fourth to pull the Cornhuskers within 31-24. Georgia has won a bowl game for the third straight year as Nick Chubb ran for 142 yards and a touchdown in a 31-23 victory over TCU at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. Chubb had a 48-yard run that set up a Rodrigo Blankenship 30-yard go-ahead field goal with 13:27 remaining. Chubb expanded Georgia's lead by scoring on a 12-yard run with 2:48 left. And Jacoby Owens scored two touchdowns as Air Force rallied to knock off South Alabama 45-21 in the Arizona Bowl. The Falcons fell behind by 18 before scoring 42 consecutive points to turn it into a rout. Arian Worthman threw for 207 yards and ran for another 71 to help Air Force finish the season at 10-3. And the bowl season continues here today with plenty of games on the slate, four of them, as LSU and Louisville will get the day started with a game in the Citrus Bowl. And then it'll be Georgia Tech and Kentucky also kicking off early in the Tax Slayer Bowl. Washington and Alabama will play in the first college football playoff semifinal game. It's set to kick off at 2 o'clock. And then Ohio State faces Clemson in the other semifinal contest. And that will kick off at 6 o'clock here this evening. In college basketball, fourth-ranked Baylor remains one of five unbeaten teams in D1 hoops after winning its Big 12 conference opener. Jonathan Motley delivered 19 points and 13 boards as the Bears stifled Oklahoma 76-50. Also in other top 25 action, it was second-ranked UCLA over Oregon State 76-63. Third-ranked Kansas beat TCU 86-80. Eleventh-ranked West Virginia 92-75 over Oklahoma State. 18th-ranked Arizona beat Cal 67-62, and 21st-ranked Oregon was an 84-61 winner over 22nd-ranked Southern Cal. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.